My name is Pippo Pollina. Pippo is really the small name of Giuseppe, very typical name in South Italy. I'm a typical classic singer-songwriter from Italy. My inspiration from the classical singer-songwriter of all the world.
Dimmi come sarà quel sorriso d'atmosfera che mi regalerai in quello strascico di sera. Quando rileggerò le tue candide invettive.
In my case, the French music, the French chansonnier. Léo Ferré, for example, is a big example for me of inspiration.
Léo Ferré was indeed a very left-leaning poet, musician.
Alzati da quel letto, Léo, che non è ancora il tempo di tacere, e che tu sois maudit, Léo. Que tu n'as pas fait comprendre. Avec le temps tout s'en va. Avec le temps tout s'en va. Avec le temps je sais tout s'en va.
And also the Latin American music, I like very much the music of Brazilian, of the singer-songwriter, made political music in Chile, in Argentina, in Cuba, and this kind of music influenced my music for sure.
Camminando, camminando troverai la tua strada, sarà come la volevi e non è poi lontana. Camminando, camminando scoprirai l'essere un uomo, forse non sarà domani, ma certo avrà luogo.
You've released your 22nd album, Pippo, and it's called Il Sole Ci Verrà. How would you translate that?
Sole che verrà, the sun, they are coming, maybe. It's an album of hope songs, because I think we need to feel hope today. Hope is not, well, I wait that tomorrow will be better, or I wait that tomorrow the stars are in a good combination. No, the hope means for me that we have to make something to cultivate this feeling. I think also that the artists really have a big responsibility in front of the young generation.
Io non ho paura di dirti ti amo, anche se da tempo è fuori modo ormai, e non sempre insieme noi ci divertiamo, che lunga è la notte in volte tu sai. Io non ho paura di fantasticare, a perdi fiato a correre poi rinunciare. Niente più capricci e le sue volontà, preferisco l'arte della libertà. Io non ho paura di toccare la
Io non ho paura? I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of what?
Of everything. We have to conduct our life with courage, with...
To be courageous.
Courageous. And everything what happens to our life, even the things that we have the impression are negative, has something positive. And for this reason, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to leave, I'm not afraid to love, I am not afraid also to take a risk.
Io non ho paura, mai paura avrò, finché passa il carro sotto il tuo balcone, e fingendo il caso ti saluterò. Apri la finestra, il cuore, il tuo portone. Sì.
What risks have you taken?
I remember that after my study in Italy, I studied under university law. After the study, I decided to make a big voyage.
Trip.
And I took a train ticket for 3 months, and it will be 3 years.
It was a very, very long journey.
A very long trip. I was in America, I was in Canada, in South America, in Asia, in Africa, everywhere, in Europe, everywhere. And I remember that for me it was important to live in the moment, because I financed this trip with street music. And in the street music was very important to live in the moment, because you must be able to perform in the moment and to take the attention of the people that was working in front of you. And of these moments it depends everything. And you, in this time, the most important people of my life.
You got to know them.
Exactly.
Che nulla è invano, tu lo sai, quello che costa darsi senza rinunciare. A mani basse, vai, vai.
Can we we go back to a little bit your experience of growing up in Sicily, in Palermo, can you tell us anything about how the mafia, the Cosa Nostra, has affected you as a musician?
My intention at the beginning was to be a political journalist. It was a time, Palermo, it's very dangerous and very, very sad time, because I remember after 8 hours in the night, it was nobody in the street.
It was a curfew.
It was a really, really strange atmosphere.
This was in the early 80s.
Right? Early 80s, exactly. It was also a big war of mafia. Different mafia family has...
were fighting.
As for the control of the drugs and of the guns.
Were you able to write, to denounce what was going on? Were you able to write songs and sing in protest?
It was, for me to write songs, was the possibility to say also what I think directly, and to stay in contact with the people, with the mind and with my heart. With the music, you can touch the heart of the people in a very special way, what you don't make with political and with journalism. For this reason, sometime I told me, if you are able to live one time with the music, it's better, because with the music you can be the best journalist. Coi capelli al vento ed il cuore in mano, i pensieri che viaggiano arrivano lontano, come treni merci allungano il passo, ad ogni stazione un po' di coraggio che passerà. I wrote, for example, a song named Cento Passi, and this song is dedicated to a Sicilian boy that was killed of mafia in 1978, and is example for many, many Sicilians that want a different Italy. Peppino Impastato is the name of this journalist. He was a journalist. And every year, close to Palermo, is a big festival dedicated to him, to his memory. Passerà e si porterà con sé le tue paure, passerà e travolgerà questa vita in fondo a un fiume e passerà.
And were you able to get the gigs that you wanted? Basically, could you get work if you're not connected to that kind of network?
It was impossible to work in the 80s, also in the music, if you have made political music.
So did you end up leaving Sicily and leaving Italy to go and live in Switzerland because it was difficult for you to work?
I didn't go away because I couldn't work, but I didn't see any possibilities for Italy to go out of this situation, because the political was so corrupt, and the people has resigned in this situation.
They resigned.
And I knew exactly if I remain in Sicily, all my energy go down. That means maybe I can give something from far away to my country, that's much more important than if I live here. And of course I go now very, very often, maybe every 2 months I am in Sicily, because I love my country. The situation are a little bit changed, but it's remain very, very difficult, because the institution in Italy are, like before, very far away from the problem of the people. Passami il binocolo e gli occhiali, non fa rumore, prestami le ali, dimmi c'è spazio nella tua stanza, nel tuo cuore la tua credenza.
Cento Chimere, 100 Illusions.
100 Illusions, exactly.
Can you just tell me a bit about that song?
We go in direction of our dreams. We try to take our dreams, and in the moment in which we have the feeling, okay, I have my dreams now in my hand, she makes a big salto.
Jumps away,
and then we have to start again from the beginning, and for this reason we live in the moment. And this is of course very interesting. But maybe one other utopia. And utopia is something different. Utopia is something that you have the hope to realize one day. And that's, of course, something different, something that takes you to engage for something that's important for you. And maybe you have the dream one day to live this illusion.
Pippo Pollina, thank you.
A voi, grazie. E ritornerà quella voglia di mare eternità, l'incoscienza che ci accarezzerà, sorriderà.
che canterà, che fischierà sotto la neve, come il coraggio di chi ancora non sa.
La vita a cento chimere, fame, trucco e valere, orgoglio e cantico, e ritornerà quell'istinto di chiederci chissà come continua la storia.
Se ne andrà, saluterà di qua di là un salto, un viaggio, un gioco antico, e un amico, un continuo trallallà.
Di notte belle o stonate, streghe, maghie di fate, vincere o perdere. Fame, trucco e balere, mille giorni per noi. La vita a cento chimere, fame, trucco e balere, mille giorni per noi. La vita a cento chimere, fame, trucco e balere, mille giorni per noi.